turn on the recorder and bring you guys in on the conversation out there. All right, so, and there's another audio that has already gone across that we had some technical difficulties, so it might be a day or two, just a little error on my side, but it might be a day or two late getting to you guys, but it should have already gone up by the time this one goes up. And putting the stuff out as God gives it to us, saying what needs to be said along the way. Pat, how you doing out there, man?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good, G. It's just it's amazing to see what's unraveling. And literally every 6 hours, 12 hours, something happens. And people start, well, people, the network, and people are trying to turn the tide away. They're trying to, you know, to back up of what they said or what they have done. Just because now they see that something is changing. Something is changing, and they have jumped on the wrong train.
Okay, so we're going to set a little bit of context, because a lot of the spirit talks that we do and things that we say are timeless. This is a little bit of a geopolitical conversation in time, we're about a week and a half out from the U.S. presidential election. And there's been a lot of things. If you guys have been tracking with faithmix.com over the last decade, pretty much, if you've been tracking with us and you know the words that have gone out and you know the things that God's given us to say, you're up to speed. You know, you know spiritually where things are at. You know where God's assignments are for His people. You've been equipped. You've been ready. Hey, if you guys are people that are tuning in and you're part of the weekend warriors that go to the bread box to have people patting you on the back telling you you're okay, and you've not really come into the truth of who Christ is and who you are in Him, and you've just sort of starting to try to catch up, listen, you're going to have to do some overtime. You're going to have to go do a lot of study. You're going to have to just completely turn yourself over to the Lord and let Him equip you and get you up to speed. But you've been wasting your life if you've not been walking with Christ for real. And there's a difference. You know, one thing, Pat, that we mentioned right before we turned on the recorder was that with all the stuff that's going on right now in the world and all the stuff that's going on even in the race in the U.S., and you see how the side of evil and witchcraft is now collapsing. And you remember, too, I mean, we've taken a consistent stand throughout this whole process, talking about what God is doing, showing and revealing, and how many times, and you've seen it up front and personal, how many times we've been shouted down, how many times people have tried to shame us, have tried to attack us for the stance that we've said. But we've spoken the truth. For anyone that has eyes to see and ears to hear, they've seen it and they've known it. A lot of people have written us in the back channels because they didn't want to overtly come out and take the wrath and get beaten down by people publicly. Now, I mean, God's given us that strength to be able to do that. But when people sided with the enemy and tried to pretend like that was okay, they knew what they were doing. They knew that they were going the way of the enemy. They knew that they were siding with witchcraft. Some of these people call themselves Christians. They're not Christians. They don't know what they don't know, because a Christian is a Christ-like one. And Jesus never bowed his knee before the devil. You know, he told the devil to get behind me, Satan. So he never bowed his knee before the devil. He never went that way. You know, I mean, for whatever it was that they offered. And the funny thing is, I mean, you got somebody like Clinton, who is an occultic witch. Straight up an occultic witch. And I've said that throughout. I've said that since the first time that I had a chance. And I told you about this. When I was overseas, I was invited to a State Department thing because I had a U.S. passport and there wasn't a lot of Americans in the country. And I was invited to go. And she was there and she was speaking. And so I was like, all right, let's go check this out. And at my one and only meeting with her, and the thing that God showed me was that this person, there was something very dark and very evil in this person. And she deliberately tried to stay away from me because, you know, we're two opposing sides. You know, she's on the side of dark, which incidentally is, as we are going through this shift, as we're going through this change, as we're going through, we're riding the wave, and we're riding the wave of light that is going, there's a change, there's a shift taking place. So that age that everything has been a part of is changing and is ending. And they're seeing their end happening. They're seeing their end coming into place. And part of what that end is all things being exposed, all things being drawn into the light, nothing being able to be hid. Pat, the stuff they thought that they did to hide and to cover up their corruption and their schemes and all of that, it didn't work.
Oh, no, it didn't work at all. Nothing is working for them. Everything is collapsing 10 days away from the election. But not just like from allegations, from like rigging the election. Now everybody's talking about it. Everybody knows about it. And they even tell you, okay, if you go and vote, well, you need to make sure that your vote went through. If it doesn't go through, you got to talk to one of the person that is working in the voting area. And if that even doesn't work, now you got to call the police, because now fraud got done against you. So they even tell you what to do. So now everybody's going to be looking for that. So if anybody's looking for a rigged election, can they actually go and rig it? And but imagine that. If Hillary knows that she's going to go down, I'm pretty sure she will not just fold. She's going to bring everybody down with her.
Oh yeah. Pat, the way that the enemy works, right, is, and the way that a lot of things work in those circles, is in the shadows, is in the darkness, is in blackmail, bribery, corruption. So okay. Let's use a small microcosm, right? All right. So there's a TV series called A Hard Time. It's on Netflix, and it's called and there's this thing about like the Georgia prison system, right? Okay, I watched this. It's a documentary. So this is actually about the internal inside the prison and what goes on and the difference between the, you know, prison code and the convict code. And there's certain guys in there that were kind of like kingpins in the prison, you know, prisoners that are inside, but they kind of run things. They kind of get, you know, their way and have everything going on. And there's one of these guys, and he talks about what he does. And the reason I was fascinated with this series is because it's kind of like a microcosm, too, of the world system, of how even inside the prison, how it starts replicating itself, right? Even the same system that everybody just, you know, is being incarcerated inside, but they make it another little system internally. Okay, so this guy, who's a kingpin, he is getting cash into the prison. And he uses the cash to bribe and to bribe prison guards. And so it's illegal, quote unquote, for prisoners to have cash, of course, inside the prisons. But this guy found his own way to get money in there. And what he does is he uses it to get stuff from both prisoners as well as from the prison guards. And his part of what he would do is he would flash, you know, like a new guard, you know, like $500. He'd just be like, oh man, yeah, it's probably pretty tough being a guard, you know, and your salary may not be that great. Hey, you know, let me help you out. Hey, why don't you just grab this? Oh, don't worry, it's fine, it's on me, kind of thing. And he said, if his principle was, he said, if a guard would take it, he said, from that point forward, I own them. He said, from that point forward, they're mine. They work for me now. Because now what have they done? They've committed a crime. They've accepted money from a prisoner. And it's like, you know, if the authorities found out and knew what you did, that you're taking when it's actually illegal for them to have cash in there, but instead these guys are on the take. And so now basically it's like, well, do you want more money to do stuff for me, or do you want to go to jail and join me inside the prison and be an inmate inside of here? You don't want to do that. So all these guys, as soon as they get them on the take, they're stuck. They can't ever not be on the take. So now it's like, okay, now expand that out to the world system and to what it is that the Clintons have been involved in and all the rest of that. You got people taking money. You got people that are being blackmailed. You have people that have done all kinds of nefarious things. People that have been engaged in sex trafficking and child abuse and all kinds of other stuff. All this, and they have it on record. They've got it on tape. They're all blackmailed. That's what the whole thing with Epstein was in Pedophile Island, was just basically having all these world leaders on record for doing horrible things, so that they could turn around and they could say, look, either you're going to get rich or you're going to get exposed to, or dead. And so all these guys say, well, they would rather be rich. So they play ball and they turn their eyes on the worst forms of evil. Now, here's the thing, is that now as we're continuing to move forward, and the age is changing and the things are shifting, well, what's happening is none of this stuff is staying hid anymore. You know, Epstein's little black book of dirty little secrets is now on some 18-year-old hacker's computer in Minnesota, along with 100 other guys that are all pissed off, and they're just dumping this stuff out there, and all of it's being exposed, all of it's being revealed, all of it's being known. And it's according to the Word, too. The Word said, look, everything is going to be made known. There's nothing hid that won't be made revealed. The things that are whispered in the bedroom is going to be shouted from the rooftops. I mean, that's what we're in, Pat. That's what we're in, you guys out there listening today. We're in that time. So, you know, now, it's part of that eternal reality. On an eternal scale, everything is revealed and everything's known anyways. So this is actually even just a foretaste of what that truly is on an eternal scale. So all is revealed and all is made known. The other side, too, is that the enemy used to be able to also create lies and fabrications and destroy people with those. So if you had a person of integrity, say like a Daniel, right? So you've got somebody like Daniel out there who, you know, in the Bible, in the scriptures, who, when they were trying to get rid of him, if you remember what happened with him, and you know, the guys that were jealous of him for, you know, he was doing his job and he was doing a great job, and but they were jealous of him because of his position in the empire, and so what they did was they said, you know what, we can't find anything wrong with this guy. So what did they do? They said, well, the only way we're going to be able to get this guy is to create something around his God. You know, and Daniel served the living God. So they made up, they created a law to try to get him killed. And that's what the worlders will do, is they will try to create the circumstance and the situation. And had God not intervened in that circumstance, Daniel would have died. He would have been devoured by the lions. But God intervened and was merciful to Daniel. But if the natural circumstance was allowed to play itself out, Daniel would have died. And that would have been it. So, see, here's the thing. If the natural circumstance was allowed to play itself out, we would have had, and we would be ending up with, a witch queen over the United States and World War III and everybody, 90% of the population in the world, dying. I don't know if people realize that. And I don't know if people realize, Pat, how they, those that have supported a witch, and those that have supported the occult, how they have been on the wrong side. They've been on the wrong side of truth. They've been on the wrong side of light. They've been working for the enemy, and they've, to the destruction of themselves. So when you got people like Jill Stein, who is a, you know, is a progressive, is, you know, very, very, you know, left-leaning on a lot of policies, probably completely opposed to somebody like Trump on a lot of levels, but for her to say, look, if you get Hillary, you get World War III. If you get Hillary, you get war with Russia. I mean, this is stuff that people need. They should have been paying attention. But the only reason, Pat, that people are paying attention now is because all this stuff is falling apart. So now you've got the fair weather fans. Now you've got the bandwagoners. Now you've got all everybody's now just jumping on that bandwagon because they see the gig is up and they went off of the Titanic. So they're all jumping into the lifeboats.
And it's exactly what's going on. And that is why, now, people in the Trump campaign have to look at everybody coming in. Whoever said things or did things against them has to be punished. Has to be punished because.
Okay. Pat, a quick thing about the punishment. It can't be a punishment because of, oh, we're mad at you for whatever. No, it can't be something like that because that's not just. It's got to be objective. So basically, it needs to be based on what people have done. That's when you have a country that functions with the rule of law, and that's when you have a country that functions with things that actually work, is where it's sort of like you're accountable for what you've actually done, not because somebody says, oh, okay, you know, I don't like you, and therefore I'm going to punish you. I'm going to punish you super heavily because I feel like it. That's like what a dictator does. But when you actually hold people to account objectively for the very things that they've done, and the punishment fits the crime, now you've got a functioning system that people themselves, because you know that whole thing with the statue of justice in front of the courthouse where she's got a blindfold on and she's holding scales. That the whole thing is supposed to be, justice is supposed to be blind. It's supposed to be, we're all supposed to be equal in the eyes of the law. And, you know, and that gets its roots from something scriptural, which is that God is no respecter of persons. You know, I mean, God is no respecter of persons. He's a standard. He's truth. And how do people relate to truth? So yeah, you're right, man. There needs to be some recourse on this, and there needs to be a huge cleanup. And everybody that is jumping ship right now from the Titanic of that world system, I mean, there's a lot of them that need to give an account for what they've done, because they've done incredible damage and they would have gotten everybody killed, and they need to take responsibility for that.
And that's the thing that I meant by saying that, because at the end of the day, if you like, let's take, for example, the women that came out and said, Trump did grope me or did this or did that to me, and it's false. And they put laws through it. Now, what needs to happen to those women? How about all the other allegations that got made against it? Right? So, and how about all the networks, TV networks, that were on the Hillary side heavily? How about guys like, we talked about guys like Anderson Cooper, that went in and tried to corner him. How about these people? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you have the base and you have three against one.
Yeah.
Three people against one. So how about that? And, you know, and people have to start seeing it like, okay, where are we getting true information?
Yeah.
Where is, what source? What source network is giving true information and not some silent information?
Oh, I know. I saw some post today that said there's, and the guy that said it was just, he said, there's a guy, a single person held up in an Ecuadorian embassy that is doing more true journalism than all the media in the U.S. combined. And it's true. It's like you've got a guy like WikiLeaks with Assange, who's doing more in uncovering what's really going on and publishing truth and resulting in open dialogue than all of these guys.
Yep.
And so what does that tell you? What does that tell you about the you know, this corrupt system that's been beholden to the enemy, and Pat, it's being ripped apart, it's coming down, it's falling apart. I mean, we're in a transition, we're in a transition period, and this is an exciting time, man, because I mean, you've seen this war's been going back and forth. And listen, for those of you listening out there, there's never a moment to take down your guard. You've got to always be in prayer. You've got to always be in step. Because the second that you also think, oh, okay, you know, we can just kind of let down our guard, now that's where the enemy will turn and shoot you in the back. So, you know, you're on a war footing, And God is moving on behalf of the prayers of the saints. God is doing things in line with the words that He's given. You know, we've been on point with the Spirit of the Living God throughout. The record is there. Everything's up. Everything's been published. For the people that have been naysayers and the people that have tried to discount or discredit, you know who you are, and you've been completely found out and exposed, and you've been wrong. You know, and we just got to say it. You've been wrong. We've been right. You've been wrong. We've been right. Yeah, one more time. You've been wrong. We've been right. And God has done. And here's this. We're not right in and of ourselves. The only reason we're right is because we've aligned ourselves with the truth. We've aligned ourselves with what's right and with what's true. So we put ourselves on. We basically said, all right, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. So we put ourselves on the side of truth by surrendering to Him. So yes, we're right. Yes, we're true. Yes, we're on point. And that hasn't changed throughout. So now for these guys to be turning around and sheepishly trying to, you know, you're exposed, you're revealed, you're found out, you're nothing. You know, so you're completely just been stripped to nothing. The only thing you can do is either repent and get right with the living God and begin to walk with Him for real, and go on that journey that you're going to have to go on, or just die, because there's nothing left for you. There's nothing left for you. There's nothing left. You know, you've been revealed. You've been exposed. You've been shown to be a joke. So now, either get right with God or die. That's all that's left. There's nothing left for you in this life.
Yeah. No, and that's what's going on. I tell you, it is amazing. It is shocking. It is shocking, because now that 10 days before the, however many days before the election, people are starting to fold. People are starting to run like rats. And it's going to be more. I really challenge people to go out there every 12 hours. Look what's going on. Look at all the. Look who, what allegation, not allegation, but true facts that are out there. And what happened. Because it obviously started with the FBI. Now you're going to see some major networks, you know, changing the path of the door. All of a sudden, people are going to come out, slowly but surely. And the closer you get to the election day, more people are going to come out. More people are going to come out. More people are going to come out. Now the question is this. If Hillary loses, is she going to go out there and make a speech, or is she going to just get out of Dodge? Because at the end of the day, she's accountable for a lot of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, too, is that, so here it is, right? I mean, she's criminal, and they're hinging their entire thing on her getting in. If she cannot get in, and at this point right now, at this point, any logical, reasonable person would look at this situation, especially with the news that just has come out. And everybody before talking about polls and all the rest of this stuff and all the media spin, all of that. Who in their right mind, would vote for Hillary Clinton after this whole thing that's come out? Who in their right mind? I mean, maybe a lot of people won't vote because they'll just be like, okay, I'm not going to vote. But who would actually go and cast a ballot for her? Who? I mean, there's some people that have maybe an early voting or whatever. Maybe they've done something like that. But who now, 10 days out, would actually go and do that, knowing that they're voting and they're putting themselves, they're throwing in their lot, and they're spiritually, mind you, participating by consenting to that, and that's leaving a spiritual residue on their soul, mind you. Who would do that and basically say that they are putting in their lot for the most corrupt, demonic person that has ever run for the office of presidency in the history of the country? Now, she's going to lose, all right? she's going to lose on a natural level. She's already losing on all these other levels. So, I mean, at this stage, now, if they do try to rig something, it's going to be so obvious, and it's going to be so blatant and so just revealed that anybody that tries to do that, they're going to go to jail as well for being part of that, because all that stuff's going to be exposed. See, here's the other thing, too. Right now, the people that are trying to cover stuff up, and the people that are trying to fighting against the wave. They're fighting against the tide. They're fighting against an unstoppable force. So for the people that are trying to oppose what's happening, they're actually the ones that are kind of have their wits about them. They realize they shouldn't, and they're just cutting and running. The ones that are trying to oppose it, they're actually assuring their own destruction by sticking around and by trying to do business as usual. Those are the really, really dumb ones. But who in their right mind, and a lot of people, actually, you know what, Pat? A lot of people have been under a witchcraft spell that haven't been in their right mind. They've just sort of been programmed by the television, programmed by the witchcraft, programmed by the frequency waves, programmed by the chemical imbalances that have been put in their bodies by the country that they live in that's targeting them, programmed by witchcraft spells and incantations and things that are around them that access them through open doors in their minds and in their spirits by their own willful participation in occultic things. So they've been accessed, and the enemy has been just playing them like puppets. But you know what? I keep seeing, here's something that I keep thinking about. There's that scene, right, in The Wizard of Oz where the witch dies. And when the witch dies, you remember all those people that were like under her spell? They just kind of like snap out of it, and they're like, oh, she's dead. She's dead. And then they're all trying to help Dorothy after that, right? So there's that scene where it's like, when the witch is dead, all of a sudden they all like kind of come to themselves. And I think there's going to be something, I just get a feeling there's going to be something like that too, where when people realize that the witch is dead, where they sort of kind of come to themselves and are like, what was I doing? Where was I? Why was I participating? I can't believe I didn't see this stuff before. And, you know, that'll be the mercy of God. Now, the people that are just holding out with their mind control and that have totally bought into that system, you know what? You go your own way. You just go into your own destruction, and you don't matter anymore anyways. So it's you're irrelevant, you know? But for the people that are willing to step on and willing to own up, listen, every one of us at some point in our life was under the slave system. And we had to go from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, if we were going to walk out of this thing. So listen, every one of us at some point was in the wrong spot, and God had to bring us out. So whatever you've done, if you're listening in here and you're just like, oh my gosh, I've done too much, or I've been on the wrong thing, whatever, welcome to the club. Everybody did at some point. You know, you might have been 4 years old when you came out. You might have been 80. But at some point, you know, you've got to, when God's petitioning you, you've got to switch. And if you don't, then you stay there, then you die in your sins. But you don't want to. And so if you're hearing this, just make the transition. Okay, now you see, now you understand. Well, if you want to, there's a way out, and his name is Jesus, so go with him. And that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. The greater power is greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Listen, Pat, another thing too, man. If people want to talk about like witchcraft and all that other stuff and everything else, well, if people will go and actually go back and listen to the shows and listen to the times of prayer and the broadcast, God has answered all of our prayers. All of our prayers God has answered, man. And he's quickened us to pray in line with him. And what does that show you? And what does that show everybody? It shows that for the children of God, what is inside of them is greater then all of the stuff that's in this world and all of the powers, and that's why the enemy works so hard to keep us off track and to keep us discouraged and to try to keep us from moving in that, because the enemy knows that when the child of God moves in the reality of who he or she is, that the enemy can't win. And they don't want us doing that, because when we do that, game over.
Exactly. Game over. Exactly. That's exactly the exact word. Game over. And that's what they're realizing and they're seeing. And you're right. The only way is it is God's way. That's the only way you people need to take. Because I mean, we're not saints. I mean, I'm not a saint. You're not a saint.
No. No.
We just know that we can go to the Lord and we can go and repent and we can go and ask the Lord. Show us the way. Walk with us every single day. You know, guide our steps. And because we know that there are people that are involved in witchcraft and so many other things, but they have the opportunity now. They have the opportunity now to change. The opportunity is given to you now. Take it. Take it, because you know what? It is free. And it will free you. It literally will free you. And that's why sometimes people don't, they go on the fence, they think going the way of the enemy is, it will need to go, because they can feed the family like that, they can have a good job, but no, it's not. Because all of these things depend on him. And the enemy only works for the enemy. He works for himself. At the end of the day, he will always disappoint you. When you're willing to give him a finger, he will take your entire arm.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other thing, too.
Only at the end that you realize, oh, my gosh, my entire arm is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Gone.
Well, and the thing is, Pat, is that the enemy, he hates everyone. And that's the thing, too, is there is no love in the enemy's camp. There is no love on the side of the devil. I mean, it's just basically like, what value and use are you to me? And to the extent that I can use you is the extent to which I want to be your friend in the way that the world is. And there is no love there. It's empty and it's boring and it's dull and it's just awful. It's terrible.
Take a look at this. Take a look at 4 years ago when Obama was the one against Hillary. They were the worst enemies.
Oh, 8 years ago. Yeah.
When they were standing together, hey.
Well, okay. So Pat, I'm not.
You go high.
I know, right? Well, here's another one, Pat. So now I think the announcement went out that Obama's canceled all appearances on behalf of Hillary Clinton as of like this morning. Because of this other news that's come out. Because the rats are jumping ship. Here's the other thing too, right? He's gonna be crapping himself right now. Because here's the thing, if the witch goes down, and he had his little plan too, right? Well, he's been playing his game. See, okay, here's the thing, people. All right, so here's the way the deal worked. Here's the deal that was made. 8 years ago, when Obama was running for president, and see, within the world, it's not just the straight up, unified system. There's all kinds of little camps internally, because everybody in the world system is vying and jockeying for power. They all want to be as high on that pyramid as they possibly can be, with Lucifer being at the top of their pyramid, right? So Hillary and Obama were both running for the presidency, and they were both coming up, and they both were tapped for certain things within that system. So when they got to that place where it looked like Obama was going to win the nomination, and you remember, if you guys think back a little bit, if you remember, they ran a really brutal campaign against each other. And then Obama and Hillary went off and had a meeting, had a discussion, had a backroom conversation. And then they came out after that And Hillary was endorsing Obama, and they're both saying all these nice things about each other. Here, let me spell it out for you. What was in that meeting? For those of you that don't know, Hillary went into a meeting with Obama and said, "Look, I've got 18 million women that support me, and I've got 18 million strong backers and voters that are going to back me. If you don't support me, if you don't, or no, no." So what she said was, "I'm." She said, here's what I want from you. I want to be your Secretary of State when you become president. And 8 years from now, I want the machinery that's behind you to be behind me so that I can run for president. And if so, 4 or 8 years, whenever it is that you're done with your term. But that's when I want to become president." And Obama said he didn't care because he was like, "You know what? So Obama said, I don't care about this because I'm going to be like done with my term." So he said, "Okay, I'm just going to play ball, right?" And so before they were both at each other's throats, and then after that, they were both playing the game together. So now, if people don't realize and don't understand that, that the way that system works, you got to switch locations a little bit here. Okay, the way that system works is that they made a deal. And they made a deal in the back channels. Neither of them stood for anything. Neither of them stood for anything real. And when the time came, for this whole thing to be played out, like we're in right now, so Hillary didn't have anybody real to run against on the DNC side. She didn't have a competitor. Pat, who did she run against? They gave a stripped down field. Nobody that was really even there for her to even run against. And the entire media was in their back pocket. And so for the entire time that these guys were in there, now here's the thing, Obama was never president. The guy was just doing what he was told for 8 years. Because
not just that, Obama was just, he was happy to take the deal because like, well, I'd be president.
Yeah.
That's all I want. I'm going to go in. Somebody else is going to be running the country. I'm going to take all these vacation days. I'm going to get paid great money. I'm going to be there for 8 years. Then after that, I'm going to live my life and probably work for the UN or work for whoever and then move on.
Yeah.
Hillary, after, sure, come in. But Obama knew that after he's done with his term, he was out of the United States.
Yeah.
He was not staying there. Why would he stay there?
So exactly. So the deals that were made, right? The deals that were struck and all of this stuff that was done, if people don't realize that how this whole thing is played, but now the whole thing's falling apart. Their system's falling apart. They were supposed to be able to keep certain things together to be able to run it. See, here's the thing too. We've always had the controlled opposition in this country. So you've had two sides of the same coin. So you've had, and so basically it really didn't matter, because it was never an election, it was a selection. This is the first time we're actually having a presidential election, where we're actually having two different sides running. And that's what's so amazing about what it is that we're in the middle of, is we're actually seeing an election, a change, a switch. And when Hillary and Obama struck their deal 8 years ago, the end result was that the people lost. And so, now, look at the failure that Obama was. I mean, in the end, he's been a failure. He's been a straight-up failure. You've got over doubled the national debt. Infrastructure is in a mess. Unemployment's at an all-time high. Huge rip-apart destruction of the Middle East. On every natural level, when it comes to life and people's lives, a failure. Now, on the side of the occult, on the side of the devil, on the side of the thief who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy, in that world, he's a success. In the demonic world, he's a success. So you got to understand who he really serves, what he's really a part of. But here's the other part of that too, is that that is the old paradigm, and that's the thing that's being done away with right now because of the age transition that we're in. That's the other side too. See, when things shift and when things change, now it's something different. And when it becomes something different, the things that used to work don't work anymore.
So when you go,
for example, say you've got an old operating system for a computer, and then now all of a sudden everything switches over and there's a new operating system. Well, you can't run the old operating system because there's a new system. So if you're going to work and you're going to use software and you're going to do all that other stuff, you've got to be able to use the new operating system. And the old things that you have, if they don't work anymore on that new system. So now that's kind of what we're seeing, is we're seeing a new operating system for how the world works and how things function on this planet coming in. And as that's happening, all these people that are trying to do things using the old plug and play systems that they had, they're not working and they're freaking out.
Well, they're panicking. They're panicking.
They're losing it.
They're panicking. Because they know it's over. They know it's over. That's exactly what's going on.
So, yeah, no, it's, brother, it is an incredible, incredible time to be alive. And for the children of God that are out there, and you guys that have been riding with us on this whole thing, God bless you. You know, thank you for keeping the faith. Thank you for praying. Thank you for being part of the truth. Thank you for being on the real side and for partnering with what's real. Thank you for your consistency in this journey. Thank you for trusting the living God as he's been working with you and through you. Thank you for not losing heart. I know there's been times that a lot of us have gotten down and everything, but we still held on to God, and God is showing himself strong and showing up on time in the middle of this stuff to accomplish his purposes. And part of kind of what some of the stuff that I've talked about too is that all of this stuff has been necessary to expose, to draw the enemy out into the open. See, here's the thing too. Sometimes in warfare, there's certain things that need to be done in order to draw an enemy out into the open, because otherwise the enemy's kind of hiding from a crouched position or from a place where they think that they can be to strike, but they've got to sort of sometimes come out into the open in order to do their thing, right? And so what's happened is the enemy has been drawn out into the open with all the things that have taken place, and it's been a brilliant trap. It's been a brilliant trap because now they've all been exposed, and they've all tipped themselves and played their hands, and now they're completely exposed for everybody. And to their own shame. I mean, every person that was supporting the witch, you think a single one of them is proud of it now?
None of them are proud. They're all trying to hide, and they're all trying to be not be associated with the witch anymore. They're all trying to run away. They're all trying to play other people's, oh, this was the worst part of it. That's how they're going to go about it. They're going to try to defer the attention to somebody else.
Yeah.
The weakest person. Oh, no, that person was. And that, so they get forgot. But they're not forgot. And that's the thing. We should not forget who they are.
No. And that's...
and people can come and repent. But they'll forget. It needs to be real. And also, they need to put everything on the table.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is what I've done. This is what I've done. That's true repentance, and not like, oh, this person did this, or I got coerced to do that. It wasn't my fault. No.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you get coerced to do something, you still have the opportunity to say no.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Exactly.
And yes, you're going to go to tribulation. You're going to go to, people are going to, you know, they, you know, the enemy is going to bring you down, but you still have the opportunity to say no.
Yeah. Hey, Pat, another thing, too, that people need to know out there. Okay, there's going to be a lot of people now that are going to try to cozy up and be like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you were right all along. You were this, you were that. Listen, remember who these people are and don't expose yourself and drop your guard. Because there's this, don't, seriously, listen to this. Just because all of a sudden people are like, oh yeah, yeah, you were so right, you were, it's the same bootlicker that was on the enemy side that's a bootlicker trying to come, they're just looking for where they have access. There's no repentance there. There's no humility there. So, here it is. If somebody's going to walk with Christ, they need to walk with Him for real, and they need to walk with Him for themselves. You are not obligated to carry these people. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to show up and want you to carry them. Because they're going to recognize the grace of God is on your life. But you have, brothers and sisters, you've got a purpose that you need to fulfill. And you have gone the tough road and the hard course through all of this stuff. And you need to continue to persist in that, but don't be drugged down with dead weight. Because see, here's the thing. All these people are dead weight, and they were being carried along by that slave system. And now all these dead weights are looking for something to hook onto. And now the children of God are the ones that are going to be moving forward in power, in light, in truth, in opportunity, in chances to shine, in chances to be what God has called them to be in this next change, in this next transition. And they're going to try to latch onto you. Just like they were, just like they were parasites with the witch, they want to be a parasite with you. Don't let them do it. All right? Don't let them do it. You know who the true brothers and sisters have been. You need to keep your own counsel, and you need to keep the counsel of those that have proven themselves, have tested, have gone through this stuff, that haven't had a vested interest in the outcome. And the rest of them, you know what? Keep them at a perimeter. Keep them at a distance. If somebody's going to let, you know, don't be quick to allow people into your circles. Keep them at a perimeter. Because there's something important for which God has you still on the earth, and it's not to be drained off by these parasites. You know, a lot of these parasites need to either repent or die. That's really where they're at. And that's not, neither of those things is up to you.
Exactly.
So that's a word of caution out there, because as this transition continues to go on, I mean, I'm already watching on the geopolitical sphere, I'm already watching the rats jumping off the ship. But they're all looking for a new ship to jump onto, right? But that's not...
And I have to say, people, you have to keep those guard up, and you have to keep that perimeter, like you talked about, and always keep those people in that perimeter. Because as quick as they can jump ship with you, they can jump out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we know the game, right? So we know, and we understand, and they've been exposed and revealed for what they are. So listen, people, brothers and sisters out there, here's the thing. There's something in us where we just want everything to be good, and we want people to be at peace and all of that. And we want like that, right? We want to be in a good place with others. But that's not been the reality of this world. Until God, he said the wheat and the tares grow together, right? So as long as there's wheat and tares growing together, we have to be mindful. Because there's something that you and I need to do while we're here. And the enemy wants to, just like there is that parable of the sower, and there's the some of them where the grain grows with the weeds, and it's the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this world that choke it out and make it unfruitful. And, you know, with that, like, if you and I don't move forward in what God has for us and don't use some wisdom and some discernment, we're going to get trapped by them.
Yep.
And you're going to get trapped because you're like, oh, okay, well, we just want to be friends. And yeah, okay, everything's good now. Listen, it's not done. All right? It is not done. And the caution here is that just when you think that things are okay, That's when the enemy wants to strike. And the enemy is always looking for the opportunity and the place and the way to which to try to destroy and to try to hurt and to try to harm. So you've got to know that, and you can never take your eyes off the ball the entire time that you're here in this life. You need to be mindful and be quickened and be aware that all needs to happen. And if you don't do that, you're just going to open yourself up for the same. Listen, the story in the book of Judges is one where the nation of Israel just went back and forth and back and forth, and they would, things would go up, and they would sort of be on God's track, and then they would just forget, and they would just completely slide off, and then the judge would rise up, and then things would sort of come back on a good track. But they just had this roller coaster, up and down, and up and down, and up and down. And that's not what God wants for us. He doesn't want us to be like that. And see, part of the reason that the roller coaster happens is because people repent, and they get right with God, and then God moves on their behalf. And then as soon as things start to go a little bit well, all of a sudden they go and they open the door up for the enemy, and the enemy comes back in and just rains havoc and destroys them all over again. And the devil is going to want to try to destroy everything. He's going to want to try to destroy your life. He's going to want to try to destroy your family. He's going to want to try to destroy your city. He's going to want to try to destroy your state, your nation. Don't let him do it. And the way that you don't let him do it is it starts within. And you need to be mindful within, and then you need to pray without, and you need to be on God's track, and you can't give the enemy a place. Because you've already seen, we've already had a global showcase of what happens when the enemy of your soul goes forward and is allowed to put themselves in positions of power. They steal, they kill, and they have destroyed like nobody's business. They have destroyed on a level that if it was not for the hand of God intervening, this entire world would have been consumed in a nuclear conflagration inside of the next 18 months. And if God had not intervened, and we're seeing his hand intervening because people have been praying, because people have been rising up. And you know what? Listen, the church, the visible organization of the church, the majority, by and large, has failed. Failed the people, failed the nation, and they need to repent. And the reason that this nation has been brought back on track, it's not because of what the churches have done, but it's because of the church, the invisible church, the followers of the living God that have prayed, and they've, many of them have done it in isolation, many of them have done it one-on-one, many of them have done it in small groups and small places, but the truth has not been allowed, for the most part, to be preached from the pulpits. That needs to change. If a nation is going to have a righteous standard at large, then it needs to be something where the truth is held up, and the truth is valued, is applauded, is people want the truth, and they want to align their lives with the truth. Listen, look at what's happened as a result of people going the way of the lie. They've destroyed themselves. Everywhere where witchcraft is allowed to flourish, you see poverty. This nation was never an impoverished nation until witchcraft took full hold. And as witchcraft took full hold and people were destroyed in the fruits of that, this nation was brought to a horrible place. And now,
exactly.
Now as we're seeing this thing beginning to see a change, well, okay, if you're going to go with that change, you need to go full bore. You cannot do this half measure. So you like we said before too, this transition, you know, there's a lot to be done, and you cannot waste your time in foolishness of the past. You know, you cannot waste your time with foolish people. Pat, you and I know several people from our old church days who we've had interactions with that have sided on the side of the enemy, and we're going to spare their names from putting their names out online, but just thinking of a few people that are out there that have been just completely in the wrong on this stuff. No spiritual discernment, siding with the devil, and yet they show up on a Sunday and they think that, okay, because you go and sing in the front on a Sunday or you show up to church, that you're okay. They've been completely off, and they need to repent. They need to get right with God. This is not about us, and it's not about an opinion. If you've been on the wrong side, if you've been, this is where people, somewhere along the way, Pat, people thought that their opinions mattered. And they don't. What matters is truth, and what matters is the living God, and what matters is being aligned with Him. Who we are in apart from God is nothing. Apart from Him, you can do nothing. That's what the scriptures say.
Nothing.
If you are apart from Him, and you're definitely apart from Him if you side with a witch, you're definitely apart from Him if you're not under the direction of the King, you're definitely apart from Him if you're broken off from the vine. So, you know, now you better repent, because you've been revealed, you've been exposed, and you are in the position of being a complete loser. And I'm not saying that as a slur. I'm saying that you're going to lose. You're going to lose everything. And potentially you're going to lose even your own soul, because you're under a deception. The scriptures say, because they refuse to love the truth, God gives them over to a powerful delusion, that believing the lie, they're damned. So if you've been given over to deception, you know, pray to God that He brings you out of that. So one of the prayers, we've talked about this too, is we pray, is like, God, if we're off by any way, please show, reveal, so that we know, and so that we don't go in that lie, because we want to move in the truth, and we want to live in the truth. So that's something, brother, that it's like people need to move in that, and you cannot, we're not making excuses for people ever again. You know, I realized too along the way, in my own journey, is that I've tried so hard to apologize on behalf of people that have refused to love the truth for themselves. I can't do that anymore.
Yes.
I can't try to, if people look, there's a reason scriptures talk about shaking the dust from your feet. You know, if they don't listen, if they won't receive your word, shake the dust from your feet and leave them to their own fate and their own choice. So that's one thing that we do, is at this point right now, listen, we have nothing to prove to anyone else. God's word has been with us. God has spoken through us. The word is there. The history is there. The record is there. The fruit of it is there. All of it is there. And if people want to try to just say, oh, well, but this is my opinion. No, shut up. You don't know anything. Like we've been walking with this. We've paid a huge price on every level to be doing what God's called us to do. And now, if people will refuse to listen to and hear that word, then it's on them. And they own it. And they're stuck with it. And we are going to continue to move forward with what God's doing. Period. That's it. We're moving forward with what God's doing, and we're leaving them unto themselves. And basically, at this point, where they're being left? They're being left on the Titanic, which is sinking.
It's sinking, exactly.
So, no, it's an exciting time, brother. But also too, this is what God's called us to do. When we came into this paradigm, and God sent us here, you know, and we agreed to come down here, you know, this was part of what we signed up for. And yes, it's an amazing run, brother. It's, you know, I mean, we've had our low moments, but golly, it's awesome to see also too when things just click, and when God starts to show.
Exactly, and also it's good for people to see you to realize. And people can always go back and listen to their previous audios. It's not, we're not asking people to believe us. Go do your own research. Go and verify yourself. We're just reporting what has been happening. You know, go and listen to previous podcasts and what we've talked about, what you've talked about, what God has laid out on the heart to say.
Mm-hmm.
And verify yourself. And from there, go verify other sources. And see for yourself.
Well, here's,
and now you're gonna realize, okay, you know, these guys, whatever word they said was right. Or they were totally wrong.
Yeah.
Verify yourself. Don't just believe it.
Well, here's another thing too. The stuff that's up here, it may not be up here for forever and ever, right? I mean, like, I know people sometimes are like, oh yeah, it's just there. We're just going to go grab it whenever we feel like it. I mean, we may be doing an entire revamping of the site. We may change some things over. We may be needing to retool everything for a lot of different reasons. There may, or we may have like, you know, we've had, last year we had two DOS attacks, denial of service attacks, that, you know, Daniel was able to resolve. But, you know, like, I mean, that came out of Russia, like, which is amazing. But, you know, we're just a tiny little website out here in the middle of nowhere. But, you know, the people that need to hear these messages, they've gotten them. And these things have been rebroadcast in a lot of places and reached a ton of people. But here's the thing. Whatever you're going to get it now. Whatever you're going to download and listen now. Whatever it is that you need to verify it now, because we're going to keep moving with what God's doing. And if that means, too, somewhere along the way that the entire slate needs to be wiped clean, if that means that we have to transition into something else, if that means, because we, here's the thing, our identity is in Christ. It's not in any position. It's not in any man-made system. It's not in anything that, the way that the world works. So because of that, you can flow. And I like those things, like sometimes, like when those people do like those mandalas and you know, they'll like put together like a piece of art out of sand, and it's just beautiful. It takes them a long time to make this stuff. I mean, like, you know, months, sometimes years. And then all of a sudden it'll just blow away. You know, just let it blow away, because it just sort of that whole, and because why? Because on there's a principle and a lesson there, but part of it too is that we're not attached. We're not attached to anything, because our foundation and who we are is in Christ. And because of that, we can continue to move forward with Him. But, you know, right now, if you need to verify stuff, go do it and go verify it, because we're going to keep doing and moving with what God is doing. And, you know, we don't, there's certain things, listen, God reveals certain things to us, and there's a lot of things where it's like, you know, we don't need to know that, and we're fine with that. So you want to know what God has for you to know. You want to flow in what God has for you to flow in. But other than that, like, you know, I've just seen so many people trying to pretend to be something that they're not. And within the Christian circles, it has been a joke. It has been a joke what has been out there masquerading as the business of religion, which is the very thing where Jesus went and overturned the table of the money changers in the first place and said, get these guys out of here. My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. You guys have made it a den of thieves. It's a den of thieves. And they didn't, they came right back in, and they tried to stitch up the veil, stand between God, and set up shop in the outer court. And that's the way that they've been running the system throughout, and the same way that they've kept a lock on everybody through the political systems and the media systems, same way they've done in the religious systems. Same thing. Same thing. They've kept the light and the truth out, and they've pushed Jesus outside. They've done all of that. And that's why you guys listen in here. You guys listen in here, because you can't get the truth on a Sunday, because they have no heart for the truth in those places at large. There's a handful of spots here and there, but they're few and far between. The most part, what you've got is you've got the business of religion masquerading as angels of light to their own shame and their own destruction. And that's why you've got so many anemic people that have been sitting there for decades, you know, because their grandmother bought the chandelier and the piano, and they're just sitting there, staying there, waiting to die. And now they don't know what to do. None of them know the voice of God for themselves. They should have been here on the front lines, prepared, ready for this fight. They're nowhere to be seen. They're useless for the body of Christ.
Exactly. And
so that's where we're at right now. And you know what? You got to come out from among them. You've got to follow Christ for yourself. You've got to touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You've got to go with the truth. And if you don't, well, you know what? Jesus is still going to keep moving, and He's going to leave you behind. See, this is something too. When Jesus was on the earth, and when He was doing His earthly ministry, He kept moving. He kept moving with whatever it was that God was doing. And a lot of times people kept trying to get Jesus to stay. You notice that? They're always like, oh, okay, Jesus, you come here, you stay. We're going to make you king. They tried to force Him to become king. They tried to do all this stuff. And the only way that it worked, if you wanted to hear the words of God, if you wanted to be with Christ, well, you had to line yourself up with what he was doing. And he kept moving. He kept walking.
He kept moving.
And that meant that if you wanted to follow him, you had to leave everything to follow him. You had to leave your fishing boat. You had to leave your tax collecting booth. You had to leave your business. Maybe you had to leave your family if they weren't coming with you, whatever it was. But you had to leave to follow him. And he wouldn't have it any other way, because he wouldn't have people having something else as their primary and then Jesus as their little weekend deal. That was not the way it was going to work. If you wanted Christ, if you wanted the words of eternal life, you had to go where he was. And if he was in the desert, you had to go out in the desert. If he was on a hillside, you had to go to the hillside. If he was in the marketplace, you had to go to the marketplace. But then he just kept moving. And wherever he flowed, you had to go with him. Whatever he was doing, you had to be about that. If you wanted to hear the words that God had, that was where you had to be. So that was a disciple. And anybody that was refusing that, they weren't worthy. If you're going to have something else ahead of God, you're not worthy for him. You're not worthy. You're not fit for the kingdom. You're not ready. But then don't turn around and complain because the choice and the option was given to you. See, it is a choice. And it is, and the only way that people are going to transition out of darkness into light is you got to follow him. Now, what happens then is when people start to follow him, is that there are things that God has for us to do, but they come on his terms. There are assignments that he has for us to do, but they're on his terms. There are relationships that God has for us, but they're on his terms, not ours, because he's Lord. And the thing that we find too is that there's a fulfillment that comes as well in all that stuff, because it's coming from him. It's flowing from him, and it's not from us. See, the world gets people to do their thing, but God does his thing with and through us. And in that process, that's where we actually find the fulfillment that we're always looking for. A lot of people are looking for excitement. They're not going to find it by doing anything in the world, because the world is boring. I've been to so many things and around so many things that the world tries to put up, and they're just boring, Pat. They're boring, man. But the things that God is doing, they're just exciting because they're just full of life and truth, and his light is shining through. It's an amazing thing. But
well, exactly, and that's where we are. That's where we are. And you know what? It's amazing because we're able to talk about it. We're able to chat about it. We're able to, you know, to prove it to people. And that's the beauty of it. I honestly pray for everybody that listens and everybody that is, you know, to just follow Christ. Follow Christ. Because me and you can talk about him till our face become blue.
Yeah, I know.
But you got to experience him for yourself. And, you know, good things, bad things are going to happen.
Yeah.
To everybody. I mean, you know, you can look 6 months ago where I was at or where you were at, and sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, what is going on, Lord? Like, you got to show up. And now it's like, wow, you showed up in a major way, but everything is on his timing, right?
Yeah.
God is good.
Yeah, he is good, man. Hey, we got to pray. You know why? Because we need to keep hammering the enemy and the enemy's kingdom, because every time we pray, God is answering our prayers, and we need to just keep, we listen, brothers and sisters, here's another thing too, right? There is no quarter for your enemies. There is no quarter. When you're talking about in the realm of the spirit, you cannot play. All right. If you think that, okay, you're just going to pray and you're just going to let the enemy wants to regroup all the time. There's no quarter for the enemy. So in the realm of the spirit, you need to pray like that. You need to be vicious in your spiritual warfare. You need to be fierce in your spiritual warfare. You need to destroy and rip apart and shred the works of the enemy. So with that, you know, brother, let's pray.
Let's pray, yeah. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for what you're doing and what you have done and what you're going to be doing. Father, we pray for more of you in their lives, and pray for all the missionaries and all the people that take the time to listen to the audio, that Lord, you protect them, you protect them, and you provide the blood of yourself. he built this upon them, Lord, that they will walk in faith, they will walk in strength, and they will walk in power. So I pray, Lord, even in this time for the people that are struggling with so many things, that, Lord, you will be the answer. Because you are always the answer. You are always the light. And you will be the answer for them. You will be to who they go, to who they cast all the sorrow and everything else, the sadness and everything else that they have. Lord, I pray this time that you build, keep building the army. Keep building the army, you know, and that every soldier, Lord, will be strong. Every soldier, Lord, will be keeping the ears upon you and listening to what you're saying. And I'm not talking about an army with guns and bullets and cannons. No, I'm talking about spiritual army, Lord. That in your spirit, they be strong soldiers, Lord. I pray that they will stay in the gap, Lord, for the families, for the countries, for the communities, for their neighborhoods. Lord, that they will do that. Father, in this time, I pray that everybody that was blind, that now they will be able to see. Clearly see with the eyes, the natural eyes and the spiritual eyes, Father God, that they be alert about what's going on. That, Lord, they be able to think for themselves, and they be able to always hear your voice. Always hear your voice, Lord. We pray that our listeners, even if we're walking away, that the time that we don't do that, that we will come back to you. You will bring us back no matter what we do or what we say, that we will come back. Bring us always back to you, Lord. We pray, and I thank you, Lord, for today. I thank you for this audio that we're able to be. Well, we don't know about the tomorrow, but we know that we're able to be one today, Lord. Lord, we thank you again, and we love you. We pray all these things to you again. Amen.
Father, I just come in agreement with my brother's prayer right now, Lord God, and we in the realm of the Spirit, we touch and agree, Father, and we know that whatever we pray for in your name, Lord God, that it's done. So, Father, in Jesus' name right now, we thank you, Lord. First, we just want to say thank you for so many answers to prayers that we have just seen, and we've just seen, Lord God, that as you put us here and as you put us on the front lines, and as you put so many of our brothers and sisters on the front lines with us, and they've come with us and they've been in this journey and they've been in this fight, Lord God, that our efforts have not been in vain. Our prayers have not been in vain. They have come before your throne, and you, Lord God, who is above all, have decreed and you've answered and you've commanded your angels accordingly, and you have moved by your Spirit accordingly in this realm and in this dimension. We're seeing the manifestations of your work and your Spirit as we have been your special ops going ahead, and as we've been, Lord God, your ambassadors speaking truth and speaking light, Lord, despite the opposition, Father God, you are proving and showing your servants right and on your side, and you're proving and showing that, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for that we have zero apology to make to anyone, because we have aligned ourselves with you, and we're moving forward with you. So, Lord God, we just want to say thank you for that. And, Lord, accordingly, Lord God, we just continue to yield ourselves to your Spirit and to your will and to your word and to whatever it is that you desire. And Lord, right now, we just want to pray. Lord, we want to pray, Lord God, at this point for the complete and total destruction of our enemies. Lord, the complete and total destruction of those that would serve the darkness, that would serve the wickedness, that would serve the devil and the enemy. Lord God, we want to pray, Lord God, that you would just completely strip them and destroy them, Lord God, in front of everyone. Lord, that you'd destroy their power, that you'd destroy their resources, that you'd displace their spiritual wickedness and authorities that give them their access and their resources, that all of those things would be cut off, that they would be in confusion and disarray, that they would bite and devour one another, and that they would just turn on each other. That they would turn on each other and destroy each other, and that the children of God would just be able to see and watch and know and see your hand, Lord God, that you would just keep them contained. Lord, let their, even as they want their destruction to overflow and to destroy the lambs and the children of God, no, they will not be able to touch the children of God, but instead they will destroy each other. And Lord, all these intentions, Father God, that they've had to try to create wars and miseries and pain and all that stuff, Lord, we pray that all of this would cease and would stop and would end. But instead, Lord God, that you'd bring in a time of peace that comes from you, because the Prince of Peace is intervening in the affairs of mankind. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, at this stage. Lord, thank you, Father, for this election cycle, Lord, in the U.S., because you've used this entire thing to just expose so much of the wickedness. And even as it's all been drug out into the light and exposed, Father, we destroy it all in Jesus' name at this point. Lord, this next 10, 11 days, Father, may this just be a time of complete and total obliteration to the powers of darkness and the kingdom of the enemy. May this be just the death blow to their system. And may this just be the point where they just see it all crumbling down, falling apart. All of it, Lord God, the whore of Babylon falling apart. Let them all see and know and understand that the whole thing is coming apart. And there is no way for them to carry out their plan B, their plan C, their plan D, their plan E, all their contingency plans, all of them to fall apart. They had all these ideas and all these intentions and all these things they typed up and had put on the side and ready to go. Let them all fall apart. And they'll just be reduced to nothing. And every one of them will run and scatter in different directions. They'll run and scatter because, Lord God, they'll even run and scatter when no one is pursuing them. Because of fear that grips them in this time. And the fear that grips them as the light comes in. Let them be living now for the rest of their time and the rest of their days in fear and in dread and in regret and in mourning for what they've been and what they've been exposed to be. Father, there are a handful in there that will repent and come to you. And for them, Lord God, we do pray that you would bring them out and that you would that you would be merciful to those on whom you'll have mercy. But Lord, we know that the bulk of them are going to die in this. So we pray that their death would be alone and that they would not be able to hurt and harm others, but that they would just die alone and detached and completely cut off in Jesus' name. And that is the destiny that they have. And that is the remainder of their time on the earth in Jesus' name. Father, we pray, Lord God, that this would be now, as we transition, a time of hope, a time of just incredible boldness in your people. We pray, Lord God, that this would be a time where prayer would be something that rises up in your people, that people would move in boldness and an understanding of who they are in you. Lord, that the prophetic destiny, that every person that is your child, that has begun to move, Lord God, let them move in that in power and in strength and in complete an understanding that comes from you. Thank you, Lord God, for our brothers and sisters. Everyone that listens in, Lord God, to Faith Mix, Lord God, we pray for them right now. We pray that you protect them, shield them, strengthen them, quicken them, encourage them, empower them by your Spirit, Lord. Keep them all in good health, in good strength, in peace of mind. Show them what they need to do on a natural level, Lord God, just to maximize their natural experience. On a spiritual level, Lord God, to be aligned with you. On a physical level, Lord God, just so that they can just live the optimal experience that you have for them. Lord, we just push out those that are the workers of the enemy around our lives. Let them just be exposed and just removed and pushed out. And Lord, let light and truth shine and let your people move forward in an incredible strength. Give us clarity of mind, clarity of thought, platforms on which to do your will, Lord God. Thank you so much, Father. We bless each other in Jesus' name. We bless our brothers and sisters in Christ in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. We commit it all into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right, you guys out there. Hey, love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Hey, if you're not excited, you should be. Love you guys.
You should be, yes.
All right, we'll talk to you guys again. All right, bye.